Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
Oh. Nobody. Hey.
Sorry.
Good to have you both here.
I don't think he got to say his name.
He did.
Okay.
He's nobody.
Talking over him, sorry.
That's okay. So we're talking about, mostly tonight, the situation in Canada with the ongoing protests, the Freedom Convoy that has expanded now, not from just the city center across from Parliament in Ottawa, the capital, but also to what sounds like the bulk, if not all, of the border crossings in many places in Canada. Very, very interesting call last hour. If you missed it, I recommend grabbing the archive tonight over at freetalklive.com. It'll be up shortly after the show.
Definitely makes me want the New Hampshire people who are trying to set something up to go to the border doing a silly drive around Concord.
Honk some horns. Yeah. Well, let us know if anything develops in that, Bonnie, because I know you're in that New Hampshire protest group. But we've been covering this in as much detail as we possibly can. And before we had our call from Jody, who is up in Calgary, giving us the scoop on what's happening in Alberta province over at the Coutts border crossing and elsewhere, which is still being occupied by protesters day in and day out, which is amazing. But we also talked about this Emergency Act, or this Emergencies Act, which he said was a war act, some sort of like a War Powers Act that they'd renamed.
Yeah, because you had said it was the first time in history they ever used it, but I thought that that sounded wrong because it's the first time that...
Probably the first time since it's been renamed.
Mm. That, and also it's the first time that Justin Trudeau ever used it, but I saw that specifically said, so that implies that someone else used it.
Well, in this case, they are now saying they can designate border crossings and airports as quote-unquote critical areas. They'll be able to mobilize, in theory, the military. They'll be able to give more quote-unquote tools, which means more violent
policemen
implements to the police. Yeah. They'll be able to do more violence against the peaceful people who they are calling a threat. They are calling them dangerous, quote-unquote. And so that's where this is going. So at the same time as some of the provinces are actually rolling back restrictions, we had Jody explain to us that in Alberta they've gotten rid of the vaccine passport. In Ontario province, they're talking about getting rid of the vaccine passport. I believe Saskatchewan is getting rid of it by the end of this month. If not, they've already done it there. So there's been multiple provinces where they are indeed rolling back the restrictions, but at the same time, they're also cranking up the crackdown. We're seeing people getting arrested now. There were at least a dozen people arrested at the Ambassador Bridge over the weekend as they cleared out the number one border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. But as Jody pointed out, they have not yet cleared out Coutts, even though they're trying to block people from getting to the town by doing roadblocks on the way in there. So it's very crazy situation that's continuing to develop. They mention in this other story the financial crackdowns. According to the story here, the federal government is going, this is from the CBC, this is the government's own media arm. So this is straight up propaganda from the mainstream government media there. They say they're going after financial support for so-called illegal activity associated with the convoy protests. The organizers have raised millions of dollars, first through GoFundMe, which we covered here, how that got frozen at the end of their $10 million fundraiser. And ultimately, GoFundMe ended up refunding all of the donations after donors were
did
using...
Did they do that, or did they just say they would?
Good question.
They did say that they would, so I haven't seen any updates.
I didn't donate to GoFundMe, so I have no idea what actually happened there. If you know the answer to nobody's question, you can dial in here at 603-283-6160. So then,
well, good thing
GoFundMe is definitely dead to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's probably a good thing you didn't give to GoFundMe because apparently that list got... Oh, wait, no, it
You're
was the
GiveFundGo. Give, send, go, which is the thing that the protesters turned to after GoFundMe did their, what they did. So then protesters set up a donation page at GiveSendGo, which defines itself as the number one Christian crowd fundraising site.
Yeah, but the list of donors got leaked, and apparently the government is saying that they can say that these people were funding terrorist organizations. So if you got hit with a funding foreign terrorist organization charge, that would be pretty annoying.
Mm. I hate it when that happens.
Just use Monero.
Well, and as we said, the GiveSendGo people are saying that they are going to defy the court order that ordered that all funds from GiveSendGo be frozen. The GiveSendGo CEO spoke out, according to CNN, their Twitter account. They spoke out saying, quote, "Canada has absolutely zero jurisdiction over how we manage our funds here at GiveSendGo. All funds for every campaign on GiveSendGo flow directly to the recipients of those campaigns." So they were going to keep it going, but unfortunately, they got stopped once the funds hit the Canadian bank account, so it was completely pointless to go over on GiveSendGo, which, by the way, they raised more than $10 million. So first they raised $10 million in Canadian dollars on GoFundMe. That got frozen. And then they raised more than $10 million in Canadian dollars on GiveSendGo. And even though GiveSendGo didn't, quote-unquote, freeze it, they tried to send it, then it got frozen in the banks. So, according to the story here, then GiveSendGo got hacked, and now, as you mentioned, Bonnie, their fundraising data has been released. According to TheVerge.com, the crowdfunding site, Sunday night, their domain began redirecting to a new site called GiveSendGone.wtf.
Wow.
And show a video loop from Disney's Frozen.
Well, what was it that?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. At first, noted by the Daily Dot journalist Michael Fallon, the video was accompanied by text criticizing the fundraising site and linking it to the January 6th so-called insurrection in the United States.
The unauthorized Capitol tour.
Yeah.
So who compared it to that?
Some author, Michael Fallon.
He's saying that the convoy was like January 6th, or the people giving...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was the video. The video compared it to January 6th that was on this website. GiveSendGo has been the go-to platform for fundraising for Trump supporters and the Capitol insurrection. It quickly became the number one fundraising choice for the Freedom Convoy after GoFundMe, which we explained. Donors flocked to the new platform, and security researchers alerted TechCrunch to the fact that the Amazon S3 bucket, which is a cloud storage service used to host files online, was set up insecurely by GiveSendGo and exposed gigabytes of data about donors to the Freedom Convoy, including photos and passport scans.
What is the bucket thing?
That's what they call the units of storage on Amazon's S3 servers.
Hmm.
It's just slang.
Yeah,
it's slang for put the files in that bucket over there, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
We actually use those to store the profile pictures for Cell 411,
which are not the same thing as a passport scan, mind you.
No, these are just social media profile pictures.
So, right. GiveSendGo had those of people because people had to do like a key know your
presumably,
customer.
Presumably, like I said, I've not given through GiveSendGo either. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you've got passport scans, that means they're asking their customers to give them IDs, and now those are in the hands of the hackers.
Wow.
So everybody who gave their ID to GiveSendGo, there's a good chance that it's available on the darknet now.
And that's another thing that is going to be.
You think the FBI sells stuff on the darknet?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What were you saying, Bonnie?
I was going to say that's just another reason to adopt cryptocurrency and things like Intercoin. Maybe in the future can save things like this, because if somebody wants to give to another country, they want to give to Haiti if Haiti had another earthquake or something, instead of being like, oh, I hope the Red Cross actually uses this money for what I'm donating for, you can go and look at where it went and know exactly what happened to your donation.
So they thought they'd fixed the storage issue once they were alerted. So it was a security researcher that found the vulnerability, and they were informed by TechCrunch. GiveSendGo was notified by TechCrunch, but The latest hack appears to be a new compromise of the site. Leaked donor information was obtained by a data leak hosting website, Distributed Denial of Secrets, which has been giving access solely to journalists and researchers due to the presence of sensitive personal information. We'll continue. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-61.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. 1-800-260-6060. Ian, Nobody and Bonnie in the studio here tonight talking about the hack against GiveSendGo resulting in thousands, tens of thousands of names, email addresses, zip codes, as well as databases, database entries, including passport scans, photos have been released from GiveSendGo, the website that had raised over 10 million Canadian dollars for the Freedom Convoy. We'll continue to tell you more about that. Plus, Bonnie's got a story from Russia coming up here about cryptocurrency. But your number to call in is 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you, speaking of cryptos, about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and now you can get it on a centralized exchange called X Markets. It's exmarkets.com, and all you need is an email address to sign up. They don't care who you are, which is unusual for a centralized exchange, so head on over there. You can deposit dozens of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. If you're not familiar with the Intercoin, check out more about their vision over at intercoin.org, and you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world as we continue.
I don't think that Nobody has been on when we talked about that ad. I just don't think I've ever asked him if he's ever heard of X Markets.
Only through the ads here.
Oh, yeah. I think it's kind of newer, and you can have 100 bitcoins, like, as the limit. I wouldn't suggest putting 100 bitcoins on an exchange, but you can have 100 bitcoins on there, and it's no KYC.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. All right, so we continue here, and again, phones are open at 603-283-6160. Apparently, security researchers noticed some vulnerabilities on the GiveSendGo website, and they alerted TechCrunch to that fact that was then sent to the GiveSendGo management team, but then somebody else hacked a different area of the site. They leaked out a lot of donor information to 93,000 entries. Again, names, email addresses, zip codes, country of origin. Among the email addresses in the database, a handful come from domains ending in .gov and appear to belong to employees of the TSA, the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and NASA. Apparently what they did was they gave journalists special access to this data. It was obtained by a website called Distributed Denial of Secrets. So that doesn't mean this information isn't on other websites or isn't available on the darknet at all. It just means that this one website is being at least somewhat careful about who they hand it out to.
Yeah, I'm wondering if are they taking responsibility for the hack?
No, I don't think so. They are called what's a data leak hosting website. So I guess somebody sent it to them is what they're trying to say.
So kind of like a WikiLeaks for data.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But if somebody sent it to them, doesn't that mean it has to be out in other places anyway?
Presumably it could be.
Could have only sent it to them.
Could be. Could be. So, and it may just be that they're trying to get a high bidder for it.
You know that person at least has to have it.
Sure, that person has it, and whoever is in the media that has gotten this, because, again, The Verge, they obtained it.
Wow.
So whoever wrote this story has been able to look through it.
I wouldn't feel much safer knowing just like that all the media got my...
Yeah, left-leaning journalists, by the way. There's a lot of lefties working at The Verge, for instance. They did good reporting on the Crypto 6...
I hear their office smells like sweat.
...issue.
I heard that, too.
So that's the story. GiveSendGo, by the way, is down right now. So if you were to try to go to GiveSendGo.com, you would find it. The Freedom Convoy page is a 404 error. But if you go to the website, just the normal URL, you get a thanks for visiting notice saying they're offline for maintenance and server upgrades. So as of right now, cryptocurrency is the only option for contributing to the Freedom Convoy. It's been the best option. Now it is the only option. And
check your local gas station. There's probably a Bitcoin ATM.
If you got your local gas station, you might find a few truckers. You can just hand them cash. But otherwise, cryptocurrency is going to be the way to do this. And Chris Wade.
I don't think all of the truckers in the world are in on the joke.
Some of them don't own their own trucks.
probably would just put the money in their pocket.
That's true. But if you are if you're wanting to help out, I did put the link on our social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. Thanks to Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host. He called in during one of the breaks, and he gave me a link to a website called clouthub.com. It's truckers.clouthub.com/donate. And there's a lengthy page there. If you go maybe about halfway down the page, there's a Monero address, there's a Bitcoin address, there's a Litecoin and an Ethereum address. And so you can contribute your favorite of those cryptocurrencies. And purportedly, the funds will get into the cryptocurrency wallets of these truck drivers, many of whom I bet are signing up for the very first time to get their own cryptocurrency wallets here.
And the other thing that's going to be important is to have friendly vendors signing up for crypto wallets so that the truckers don't have to convert to cash in order to spend this. If you're a truck stop, if you're a restaurant, if you're a food vendor who's selling food to the truckers, get yourself signed up for crypto. So that they can pay you directly, and nobody has to know that you got that revenue. There's no reason to tell the tax authorities about it.
Exactly.
Or the people who are going to come after you for aiding terrorists.
That's pretty scary. And Bonnie, what did you hear about that exactly?
I can't remember where I heard it. Now I was looking at all this different stuff, and you were talking about it too. So I don't remember if it was you that said it or, but they said that.
Ian isn't the source. He'd know.
You're saying the Canadian government is suggesting that any kind of funding of the truckers could be considered a terrorist financing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, here's something actually in the story about the War Powers Act, a.k.a. the Emergencies Act. It says here, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said that under the Emergencies Act, crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use must register with the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, a.k.a. FinTrac. I'm guessing they're the same as like the FinCEN in the U.S. The National Financial Intelligence Agency. They must also report large and suspicious transactions to FinTrac. Quote, the illegal blockades have highlighted the fact that the crowdfunding platform and some of the payment service providers they use are not fully captured under the Proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act, she said. Quote, we are making these changes because we know these platforms are being used to support illegal blockades and illegal activity, which is damaging the Canadian economy. They love including that, even though it's already been damaged by the government's
meddling.
And it's meddling.
Much more damaged by the government's meddling.
No doubt.
Canadian financial institutions can now temporarily cease providing financial services if they simply suspect an account is being used to further the illegal blockades and occupations. She says this order covers both personal and corporate accounts. So total control when it comes to the banking system. If you want financial freedom, you've got to look to cryptocurrency. And apparently, Russia might be loosening up their...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukrainian president was apparently being ironic when he said Russia will invade his country on Wednesday. That's according to a senior Ukrainian official who added President Zelensky, who is a former comedian, was not being literal when he gave an actual date for the attack. The Pentagon saying on Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion with little or no warning and has numerous military options. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says U.S. troops are still in Ukraine.
There remains a small amount of U.S. military personnel in support of our diplomats, and they remain in the country.
A trial is set to begin Tuesday in Michigan for a lawsuit connected to the Flint water crisis. The case centers around claims against two engineering companies over alleged negligence in the city's drinking water that was tainted by lead. USA Radio News. A semiconductor shortage is causing an automaker to close plants.
The Ford Motor Company said it will continue closing some of its assembly plants during the next few weeks due to the global semiconductor shortage. U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant as well as the production line for the Transit van at its Kansas City plant, according to spokeswoman Kelly Felker in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Texas Attorney General is launching a new lawsuit against Facebook. Republican Ken Paxton announcing the social media company was violating the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, claiming it stored biometric data without consent through pictures uploaded onto the website. Paxton adds Facebook stored the biometric data of people who didn't have a Facebook account. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have been focusing on what's been going on in Canada with the Freedom Convoy. Is there one in the United States? Did one start this weekend? Because there was talk on social media about it. But our guest on Saturday night, Reed Coverdale, is a professional driver, said he hasn't heard anything from other drivers. So if you know something about that, would love to hear about it. 603-283-6160. We're also discussing the so-called Emergencies Act that has been invoked now, apparently for the very first time. Some are saying that's not true, that it used to be called the War Powers Act or something to that effect. And anyway, it looks pretty bleak. We don't know if they're going to be rolling out the military. We were told before that the military had refused to be deployed by the city of Ottawa, but I don't know if that was anything official or if that was just a rumor when we'd heard that. So I don't know if there's any way to actually verify.
No, but we read a quote by one of the RCMP, like, top people who mm-hmm. was saying we aren't going to enforce or help the cops do their job or the military or whatever.
Well, RCMP is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which is different from the military.
Well, I don't remember who it was then,
yeah.
But the military.
Okay. Well, Trudeau says that this that there are no plans to deploy the military, according to the story of the CBC. But, of course, as we know, plans can change. So, for now, it doesn't look like quote-unquote martial law just yet, but they are going to use this, these so-called powers, I'm sure, to, you know, bring more cops into the city, possibly do more arrests. So we'll see how this pans out. It looks pretty ugly. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico, and then we'll talk about Russia and cryptocurrency. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it turns out, you know that guy that ran over that 7-year-old boy during the Christmas time?
I don't know him.
Well, I mean, I don't know him, but the one that he used the off-wheel vehicle, well...
I remember you called in about this. Yeah, so he was in an ATV, and somehow some kid got ran over by him and got killed. Was the kid killed?
Yeah, he was killed, and his father was injured.
Mm.
And so he ran a red light after 7 seconds of being red, and he was drunk, and he was on drugs. And the thing is that he had many traffic citations over the years.
And did that stop him from running over the 7-year-old?
No. And then, what does that mean? But, I mean, this...
What that means, what Bonnie is pointing out, is that you love to call in about how much you want people to get speeding tickets and red light tickets, and you want the government to enforce, and you just pointed out that this guy had been enforced upon, and it didn't stop him from killing a 7-year-old.
Well, the reason was that he used fake aliases in the past. That's what they're finding out, and they're still digging up what other things he'd done for violations.
So you're pointing out that the system that you believe in so firmly, that you are such a fan of, could not stop this man from using aliases and running over a 7-year-old, despite all the tickets and all the violations and all the enforcement.
Well, but that's state of New Mexico. Even with the citations, you know what they did with the red light camera? They tore it all up here in New Mexico. They said it's not a real ticket.
Oh, so if he had just gotten one red light ticket, that would have stopped him from killing this kid?
Well, see, if everybody tore it all up and they told all their friends to tore it up and they got rid of the red light cameras completely in this state, we got none of it now. This is the end result of it.
You didn't answer my question.
But what is the question? What I'm saying is the tickets that they get.
Do you want to ask me what the question is, or you just want to keep talking?
Okay, what are you asking me?
I'm asking you, are you suggesting that had this man who killed the 7-year-old boy on an ATV, had he gotten a red light ticket, or 10 of them, how would that have stopped him from killing this little boy?
Well, that's the whole point, is that it was a worthless red light camera ticket in New Mexico in Albuquerque because they tore it all up. It did not go.
You're not understanding.
If they had not tore it up, how would it have prevented him from doing what he did? Because it sounds like he wasn't driving legally anyway. Didn't stop him.
It didn't sound like he cared.
Well, look at that. Okay, in Atlanta, Georgia, okay, they'll put you in jail for speeding tickets. They will. If you have an unpaid red light camera ticket
and
in
eventually
Illinois,
you get out of jail. Are you saying this man should have been...
Are you saying he should have been
put in jail for life for getting a red light ticket? Or a speeding ticket?
Even if it's other states, Oklahoma or South Carolina, you get put in jail for not showing up to court for a speeding ticket.
If you don't show up to court, you're going to go to jail in every state.
Right, other than
That's
New
true.
Mexico.
I don't believe that, Sarah. If you get told to go to court and you don't go to court, they issue a warrant for your arrest and you will spend time behind bars. Even if it's only until the next court date, you will spend time behind bars if you don't go to court in the United States. Every time.
Well, this guy, for some reason, he got a bunch of these speeding tickets, never went to court, and using fake ID and carrying on like this, tearing up all the red light camera until he finally killed somebody. Now they're going to dig up this
record. And you want more government, more rules, more arrests, more tickets, and you think somehow that's going to make this guy into, what, obedient person or put him away for life for doing traffic violations? I'm not really sure what you're saying here.
He's going to get 12 years. That means that he's going to be doing 6 years on good time.
And guess what he's going to do when he gets out with the 12 years?
Get drunk and drive.
He's going to get right behind the wheel again.
Well, hopefully he'll be maybe changed his tune. He'd be older by then, like 38 or something. But
oh,
he's only
no one older ever drinks and drives, right, Sarah?
Well, they do, but I mean, hopefully that he'll do better.
It sounds like to me New Mexico has some kind of a culture issue that is never going to be solved by harder policing. Because you even called in one time, Sarah, and said, people in New Mexico don't care if they live or die. You sound like you're saying they're suicidal and depressed. And it's just kind of a vibe that I've noticed. I've been to New Mexico many times. It seems like New Mexico has some kind of a cultural issue that needs to be looked at instead of, I mean, that's why they have such high, you know, crime and poverty and bad education and all this stuff.
They're probably suicidal because they get too many traffic tickets.
Well, one of the reasons why is because New Mexico is one of the biggest governments of and the most oppressive states in the United States, one of the least free states of the 50 states, and so that's one reason why things are crap there.
That does make me depressed.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Bonnie, you wanted to discuss Russia, some news out of there regarding cryptocurrency. And we were talking about how crypto is the only way right now that people who want to support the Freedom Convoy in Canada can do so. All the centralized platforms have either been frozen out or shut down or hacked. And you cannot hack Bitcoin. You cannot hack Monero. These are systems that are decentralized. And that anyone who wants to does not have to ask permission to acquire a cryptocurrency wallet. You just go and download. We like Edge Wallet here. It's a good one. You download Edge Wallet. You can have both Monero and Bitcoin and, like, I don't know, 2 dozen other cryptocurrencies all stored in the same with the same set of keys.
And using Monero, especially on a platform where you're not on an exchange, is probably the way to go in this situation, because that same lady, Christiana Freeland or whatever, that you were reading a quote from Canada, she said that
the finance minister or whatever.
Yeah, she said they were going to go after even people who donated cryptocurrency, but they can't do that if they don't know who the wallet belongs to.
And they can't do that if you're in America very easily.
Well, they may end up asking for favors from the U.S. government. I mean, we know that the U.S. government's asking to have the U.K. government extract Julian Assange and send him over here for prosecution. So there's no reason why Canada wouldn't do the same thing. Remember, they did that with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. The U.S. government went to the Canadian government and said, hey, send that guy down here. We want to put him in prison for 5 years for selling seeds. Yeah. And they did. The RCMP went right there and arrested him, and they took him across the border, and he went to prison. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Moments here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Bondi in the studio tonight. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features over there. We've got a lot of cool stuff. Archives are available. They go back for many, many years, all for free at freetalklive.com. Oh, and ForkFest is coming up. We told you earlier that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is nearing sellout status. It's over 80% of the way to being sold out. That means it's going to be done. I mean, if there are any Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets left by the time Liberty Forum starts, I'll be shocked.
And that's March, right?
That's the first weekend in March, yes. Yeah. So get your tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And whether or not you can attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can definitely attend ForkFest because there are no tickets to ForkFest. We are going to be, by the way, having the 6th annual ForkFest, believe it or not.
Yeehaw.
This will be the 6th one at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the exact same location as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It just happens the week afterwards. So starting on June 27th through July 3rd, all you got to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd, and then celebrate Independence Day with your freedom-loving friends here in New Hampshire. I'm hoping to be there this year. Can't make a promise yet because I still got the federal tether on my leg, but we'll see if I can get that thing loosened up or removed by that point. But certainly Free Talk Live will be in attendance. I know Aria was there heading things up last year, and she did a great job, and I imagine she still intends to do the same thing here this year. So whether or not I'm there, we will be there.
I should be there as well.
Right on. ForkFest.party. You were in a jail cell this last year, so.
I was.
You couldn't go. I wasn't allowed. I was out of the jail cell by that time, but I couldn't leave my house, basically, without permission, and they wouldn't even give me permission to go up for the day. So I couldn't even, like, get up at, you know, 6 a.m. and drive there and then come back. They wouldn't let me do that. So hopefully It'll be better this year. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. That's ForkFest.party. party, and it's decentralized, by the way. This is why there's no tickets.
And if you're going to make an attempt to litigate that, now's the time.
To litigate what?
To litigate whether or not you can go to Porkfest. If I were you, I would ask early, and if they say no, I would have Sisti go to the judge.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to work on that. In fact, I'll be meeting with my attorney tomorrow, and I'll bring it up to him, see what he says. So check it out, forkfest.party. It's the most important thing you need to know is it is a decentralized event, and so there's no, you know, mega organization with mega money backing this thing. There's no special guest speakers or anything like that. Whatever happens, happens, and if you want something to happen, you probably need to be the person to make it happen. So, you know, if you want to see food being provided, provide some food, and you'll probably...
I want to see karaoke being provided.
Then provide some karaoke.
We have that stuff.
And you can do all of those things. Rogers Campground is a pretty much make-your-own-way sort of place, and it's a lot of fun if you want to... You know, if you can understand that the event's going to be smaller, right? It'll be a fraction of the size of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's kind of like the chilled-out after-party, basically, for a week at the campground.
Laid back like a dead fly.
Yeah, check it out at forkfest.party. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we go to... I think it was Will calling us from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Will.
Yes, sir. What do they call about the Valentine romance?
Valentine's romance. All right. Tell me about it.
Well, before I do that, I called you guys about COVID, and I took off, survived, and all that good stuff, and I found all out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I call you guys when I'm walking my dog. I walk my dog, I'm walking aggressively.
Yep.
Which is what I'm doing right now, which... I sound out of breath, I feel like now. But anyway, the main point about Valentine romance is I never do it. I never buy my wife anything except this year. But my point being there is that, you know, every other day or whatever should be romance day.
There you go.
And not just Valentine's Day.
I agree with you there. Yeah, if you're not showing your partner that you care about them on a daily basis with affection in some way, shape, or form, then you're dropping the ball.
Then Valentine's Day is just a show.
Yes, and I agree. And I'm guilty of not doing a good job of treating my woman like I should, or my wife, or my, you know, for those who, you know, significant others. That's the main point. Nothing to do with Valentine's Day. Just, you know, it's easy. We've been married for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or whatever. It's easy to get in a dull routine and kind of forget special times or forget to make things special. And that's it.
Thank you for that advice, Will. I appreciate the kind words and appreciate the calm thoughts here tonight. And enjoy that walk.
Take care. Bye-bye.
With the dog. Appreciate that. So, yeah, Bonnie and I, we went out to a Valentine's Day dinner tonight. It was very, very nice.
It's so nice.
So, Bonnie, you wanted to talk about Russia.
I had dinner with my hand.
So you didn't even use a fork?
Didn't even use a fork. I did it Indian style.
Oh, nice. All right. You could, by the way, spend crypto at the Indian restaurant here in Keene, although you and I can't, nobody, because of stupid bail conditions. But anyway, what's the news about crypto in Russia, Bonnie?
This is from the Times of India. It says, Russian government to legalize its crypto economy. The Russian government has approved to legalize cryptocurrencies and said that the regulation will bring the crypto industry out of the gray zone and create the possibility for legal business activities. So Chris Wade, when I told him about the story, he was like, isn't it basically already legal there? They didn't make it illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's in the gray zone because their central bank isn't, or their banking system isn't like cooperating with cryptocurrencies. Probably
right.
Kind of a lot like some banks do in the United States.
Yeah, they won't acknowledge it.
So
they won't touch it.
They're going to create a system where it'll be in the, you know, not in the gray zone anymore, so it'll be totally legal. That does come with regulation, though, so we can get into that.
That's the downside of this. But this kind of reminds me of what we were talking about with New Hampshire, where there's some proposed legislation here that would lay the groundwork for companies, corporations, being able to come in and set up shop here and feel comfortable doing it, even though it does create rules.
Yeah.
And as libertarians, we're not in favor of having rules, but unfortunately, the state's not going to go away tomorrow. In the meantime, can you make the economy more welcoming for these corporations that, whether you like it or not, they like being told that there are rules that they can follow because it makes them feel comfortable, like, oh, we can do this here, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, their legal department has to know what they can do.
Yeah. So that sounds to me like what they're doing in Russia, where they're laying down a set of controls that way businesses can legally operate in this space.
It says the new regulations would allow authorities to monitor and oversee cryptocurrency transactions, ensuring consumer protection. That sounds really bad.
Well, they can say that, but they still can't stop Monero, right? So that, like, there's still going to be the privacy coins. Whether or not these legal businesses will be allowed to use those privacy coins is another question. But the people of Russia can still do it without asking anyone's permission.
Yeah, once you're in crypto, you can move back and forth from crypto to crypto,
right,
without anybody necessarily knowing that you're doing that.
Exactly.
It says the announcement outlined the regulations that would follow up in the process of legalizing crypto economy. The government seeks the integration of the cryptocurrency circulation with Russia's financial system. The cabinet aims to bring control over crypto-related flows in the banking system. The government wants the cryptocurrency companies to run under a licensing regime. It's bad. To ensure the protection of the rights of Russian citizens, investors will be divided into qualified and non-qualified classes.
Oh, boy.
Crypto service providers will be obliged to meet certain capital and liquidity requirements. The service providers will also have the responsibility to inform Russians about related risks with crypto investment.
As much as I dislike banks, and I really don't like banks, I still think that they should be able to use crypto. I think that there should be banks who are able to innovate in some way in the space to take the lead and say, we're going to do this and we're going to offer some kind of crypto custodial services for our customers, even though that's against sort of the ethos of crypto, which is not your keys, not your coins. You should be holding your own keys for your own cryptocurrency and don't put them in the hands of a bank or a Coinbase or a, you know, you fill in the blank. By the way, Coinbase had an advertisement on the Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard about this. It was an interesting ad. They had a QR code bouncing around the screen like a screensaver for 60 seconds. And the idea was you're supposed to scan the QR code and see where it takes you. Well, it took you supposedly to Coinbase's website, but it crashed. Centralized
mail. Couldn't happen to a nicer exchange.
So, yeah, they paid like $7 million for that advertisement only to have their website crash when people started going to the URL. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime.
Hiring in IT.
FreeTalkLive.com. They should be.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.